From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a news headline. President Bush outlines new proposals for the future of space exploration. You'll get full details later today on All Things Considered. Hear ye, hear ye. On this date, 250 years ago, one of William Shakespeare's greatest works, King Lear, debuted in America. And so, we invited the reduced Shakespeare Company, famous for squeezing all of the immortal bard's 37 plays into one single stage show, we invited them to perform King Lear for us with extreme haste.
Hi, I'm Austin Titchener. I'm here with Reed Martin and Michael Faulkner.
I'm Reed Martin. I'm here with Michael Faulkner and Austin Titchener.
I'm Michael Faulkner. I'm here with Austin Titchener and Reed Martin.
That was Michael Faulkner. I'm Austin Titchener.
I'm Reed Martin.
I'm Michael Faulkner.
And we are the reduced Shakespeare Company.
It was 250 years ago today.
Yes, the granddaddy of all granddaddies.
King Lear by William Shakespeare had its first American production.
At the Nassau Street Theater in New York City in 1754.
Curtain time was 7:30. They performed the entire script without a cut.
And if my estimate is correct, Act 4 just finished.
But what else was happening in New York in 1754?
The colonies were in the midst of the French and Indian War.
Many people still referred to New York by its original Dutch name, the Small Apple.
Cats had just opened.
It would be another 7 years until the middle finger was adopted as the official hand gesture of New York City.
And Strom Thurmond had just graduated from high school.
Right. Well, just as it's clear that King Lear is William Q. Shakespeare's towering achievement.
His Everest.
His Middle Earth.
I think we all agree that Lear is also Shakespeare's most mature examination of the parent-child bond.
What?
No.
No, uh-uh.
Wait,
no,
what?
No.
Sure
no,
it was.
Lear is Shakespeare's analysis of the nature of power and the power of nature.
Wait.
No, it's about madness.
Exactly. See, the timing of the American premiere was perfect. Lear is mad, and in 1754, King George was mad. It's all about dynasty.
Joan Collins?
No, dynasty, like the Adams family.
Uncle Fester? What are you
talking
about?
No, political dynasties. John Adams, Sam Adams, Brian Adams. See, Lear had three daughters. George Bush Sr. has three sons.
Wait. You're saying that Shakespeare foretold the Bush political dynasty?
All I'm saying is that in Act 2, Scene 4, Lear says, I will do such things, what they are, yet I know not, but they shall be the terrors of the earth. Sound like anyone we know?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Lear's daughter is named Reagan.
Dean Lover.
Look, guys, it just so happens I recently interviewed the first actor to play Lear in America, Mr. Jerry Malone.
Really?
Jerry?
Yeah. The quality's not very good. I had to build a time machine on a public radio budget. But roll it, Alex.
And I'm still signing my check, 1753.
Mr. Malone, thank you for speaking with Day Today.
You're welcome, Terry Gross.
No, I'm Reed Martin. This is a completely
It matters
different...
not. Blow, Reed. Crack your cheeks.
All right. Well, was playing Lear in the American premiere the culmination of a lifelong dream?
Not really.
What?
No. I was far superior in the role of Benedict Arnold in Celebrity Mole 76. Yes, you know, Terry.
Reed.
My adoring public will probably best remember me from the world premiere of the odd Puritan couple with William Penn.
William Penn? The founder of Pennsylvania?
Yes, exactly. He made a marvelously fussy Felix. Anyway, William Penn's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandnephew Sean Penn is in Mystic River with Kevin Bacon. I have a bacon factor of three.
But getting back to the theme...
Oh, the theme. Well, the theme could be any number of things.
Exactly. As with all great works of art, each person sees it differently.
We used the theme from Gilligan's Island. Now, this is a tale of old King Lear. He's mad. For a long, long
okay,
time.
Well, thank you for speaking with Day Today.
That was fascinating, Reed.
Oh, shut up. Like any good journalist, the point I was trying to force Jerry to say is that people need to see King Lear for themselves and decide what it means to them.
Oh, nobody has time to sit through King Lear anymore.
Exactly right, and that's why, as a public service on the 250th anniversary of its American premiere, we should perform all of King Lear in 10 seconds.
Great.
Boy, 10 seconds? I don't think that's long enough for people to really understand the depth of Lear's themes.
Okay, 34 seconds.
Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Reduced Shakespeare Company presents King Lear, abridged.
Divide we your kingdom in three.
Love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad.
Like you a lot, Dad.
How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. Out! Out, damned Cordelia! Blow, wind, and crack your cheeks! Out, not so hard. And not so loud on the storm, please.
Sorry.
Ba-ba-ba-ba!
Gloucester!
Oh, my eye! Oh, my other eye! I must have dove her!
Gloucester, do not jump!
Geronimo! I'm okay!
Cordelia is dead! That way madness lies! I am cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs! I'm dead.
Ta-da! Yes, we did it there! Ladies and gentlemen, the grandeur of Shakespeare's King Lear in only 34 seconds. I'm Austin.
I'm Michael.
I'm Reed.
And we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company. USA! USA!
We're here. We're Lear. Get used to it. Hey, Lear, it's your birthday.
The Reduced Shakespeare Company performs its latest comic reduction, All the Great Books Abridged, starting next month in San Francisco.